And the next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Terry Morin. The Hoosiers will be the number 4 seed in this week's Big Ten tournament. They'll have a double bye before playing in the second quarterfinal game on Friday afternoon on BTN. Coach, if you could, please give us some quick opening comments, and we'll open the call for media questions.
Well, good morning, everybody. The Big Ten has just been incredibly tough the entire season, and what great parity we have. We're playing some of our best basketball right now. We went on a little spell there where we were a little bit inconsistent, but as of late, seems like we're playing better, and you want to do that as you go into March. So we're looking forward to this weekend in Indianapolis, and I think it's going to be just a terrific tournament.
Thanks, Coach. We'll now take questions from the media.
Thank you. To ask an audio question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Howard Megdahl of High Post Hoops.
Hi, Coach. Good luck this week in the tournament. Wanted to ask you about your signature win this year over South Carolina. You guys are obviously the lone team to do it. I'm wondering what you saw out of Aaliyah Boston specifically and how you managed to limit her, but whether it was foul trouble or even production-wise when she was in the game.
Well, good morning, Howard. That was a while ago, but what a great tournament for us. I think one of the keys for us was obviously getting Aaliyah into foul trouble. I mean, that helped a whole lot. And it's early. So Dawn has even though they're led by, a terrific point guard, that she still has some young guys in there, and Aaliyah being one of those. And so I think early in the season, that's when you want to catch a team like South Carolina when they're still trying to figure some things out. And we were doing that as well. We had some, different pieces step up in a big kind of way down there in the Virgin Islands. And knocked down some shots. But, for us, it obviously was a great confidence booster, going down there. But South Carolina is a terrific team, Final Four kind of team, and Dawn has them rolling, obviously right now. But, to say that, we're quite proud of being the lone one that was able to knock them off early. I think that set the stage for us, too, and how our season could go and gave us great hope that, as we went into the Big Ten season, that we had seen probably one of the best teams in women's basketball.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Your next question comes to the line of Ralph Bednarczyk of Rutgers Radio Network.
Good morning, Coach Morin. You've certainly been in a double-bye position before. As a coach, what's important and how maybe from a structure perspective, what's important to handle the double bye, to not let perhaps the extra time off or not knowing your opponents maybe negatively impact the team? And then on Ben Duyaney, I see her kind of as such an X factor for you guys with her continued improved health, where kind of Bendu is to perhaps show her best kind of moving forward here in the next week to 10 days.
First, to answer your first question, we have been in the double bye scenario before. I think we've been, especially going down the stretch here in the Big Ten season, I think there's a balance of trying to, make sure, and at this point in March, you want your kids to have two things, fresh minds and fresh legs. And so we've tried to find the balance of the two, of giving them extra time off of their feet, but providing them with probably more film, more video, more recovery than we have in the past, just because, our starters are playing a lot of minutes. I think the key to all that is how do you keep your kids sharp? And so I think we found a recipe for that, like I said, as we've gone down the stretch there of maintaining our sharpness while also being able to give our kids some additional time off their legs to keep them fresh. The answer to your second question is easy. I don't know if you've been paying attention to us close enough, because Bindu's no longer on our roster. Bindu decided to take the she's left. She's in the transfer portal right now, searching for a home that's closer to the West Coast, closer to her family. And you know, she hasn't been with us for the whole month of February. Okay. And so I don't know. I guess I would think that her progress is going quite well. As far as her Achilles, I would suspect that Bindu will find a place next year and be more than healthy.
Your next question comes to the line of Christy Winterscott of Big Ten Network.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Christy, I'm good. How are you?
Great. With the 23 wins this season and the win yesterday in conference play, giving you a program best 13 conference wins, you had four players in double figures yesterday. And how does that level of confidence propel you into the Big Ten tournament and getting through what you said was a little bit of a rough patch midway through conference play, and then now just kind of carrying it through and playing with a ton of confidence, it seems?
Well, I think, one of the biggest things that's happened, Christy, is that Allie Patberg has really shown up the last, I would say, three, four games, and has been tremendous. I mean, she's just been tremendous, very aggressive. And this is a team that feeds off their leaders in Brenna and Allie. And so when, Allie decides that she's going to be aggressive and score the ball, I just think, in a strange kind of way, that gives her surrounding cast so much confidence. And, you see the play of Grace Berger elevate, and Mackenzie Holmes elevate, and Jalen Penn elevate. And so I think that is sort of what's happened to us down the stretch here. We're scoring the ball better. There's no question about that. Jalen has as of late, it was yesterday in particular, felt really good with her shot, and she's nursed that plantar fascia all season, and so I think she's starting, at least I hope, to hit her stride a little bit and knocking down shots. It all starts with Allie Patberg and just how aggressive she's been for us.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Ava Wallace of the Washington Post.
Hey, Coach. Hope you're well today. We're hearing a lot from all of you guys, really, about how deep the Big Ten is this year. And I'm just wondering where you've kind of seen, I guess, this improvement in the conference come up on court. Are there things you're noticing where, I know it's hard to win on the road, but are you noticing guard play has improved or teams kind of just deeper top to bottoms on their roster? I'm just wondering your thoughts about that.
Yeah, I think the depth of every team obviously has improved. But I also think that there's been, kids like, I think about Northwestern with their balance and, they're young kids, obviously the experience, that they've gotten, you obviously have the two seniors with Scheid and Wolf, but that other cast is just grown up. And then Maryland, the same thing. I could go through, every team with, Iowa with Doyle. I mean, there's some experience out there on the floor, but there's also those young kids that I think have been either waiting in the wings for their opportunity, now that they're getting it, they're responding and stepping up to the challenge of how difficult the Big Ten is. So I think it's a combination of a lot of things. The kids that you might not have, last year, you didn't talk about, like a Grace Berger. There weren't very many people talking about Grace Berger from our team last year, and what a summer of hard work did for her, and how her game is elevated. And so I think that's just happening in a league that is, wants the reputation of being one of the best in the country. With their coaches, we have a great cast of coaches in this league that are doing phenomenal things from a recruiting standpoint and getting those high-level Big Ten players in here that continue to make this league one of the best, but also one of the most difficult.
Coach, many thanks for your time today. We look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis.
You too. Take care.